Sometimes we forget the fact that Imam Hussein was a human being on the day of Ashura. No doubt he was in a zone of faith that you and I can't even imagine. No doubt that he was at that moment of sacrificing. No doubt he was focused on his mission and on his Lord. But he was a father. He had a heart. We think for a moment he was robotic. That, you know, a shaheed will call out, he'd put them back, next shaheed, bring them back, next shaheed, bring them back, and boom, 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 from Fajr until Zohar, in that morning, he did what he had to do, and that's it, everything is done. No, wait a second now. You know, you ever see when a child reads a Noha on that stage? A child. The one who's right beside the stage is the father. And the father is what? He's glowing. It's my boy up there reading a ziyarat, or reading a dua, or reading a noha, or reading a salam. He stands right by that stage. And people come up to him and say, oh, mashallah, your son read beautifully. He's like, thank you very much. And with such pride, he looks at his son and says, that's my son. I want you to imagine the adhan of the morning of the day of Ashura. You don't think Hussein is saying, that's my boy Ali Akbar? That's my son, Ali Akbar. They say in the streets of Medina, when he was growing up in Medina, people would line up outside his house just to do the ziyarat of Ali Akbar. Came a moment. Ali Akbar, of course, comes to Imam Hussein and says, Baba, all of the ashab are gone. One by one, they've given their life. I want to be the first from the Bani Hashim. Imam Hussein, to send a message to everybody else, immediately gave Ali Akbar permission to go. But there was this connection between Ali Akbar and Zainab that Imam Hussein says, you cannot leave to the battlefield before you go see Zainab. Our book said that Ali Akbar went to the khaymah, the tent where the women were, entered the tent to send his last khudafas and goodbye, and they say that the tent opened and closed several times. That whenever Ali Akbar wanted to leave the tent, some other woman would pull him back. Whenever Ali Akbar wanted to say his last goodbye, somebody else would pull him back. That whenever we wanted to do the ziyarat of Rasulullah, we'd look to you, Ali Akbar. You're going now, who are you going to leave us with? Ali Akbar comes out of the khaymah. Imam Hussein, Ali Akbar is there. The book says they embrace for a very long time. The father cries, the son cries. The son cries, the father cries. Imagine for a moment, the father is now mounting his son on the horse, knowing full well that's the last time that he's going to see his son. He says, Ali Akbar, you go. And then Allah, and then Imam Hussein says to Allah, Allah, bear witness. Sending that young man to the battlefield, that khulqan and khalqan reminds me of your Rasul. Bear witness, nobody tell me I didn't sacrifice everything. This is my Ali Akbar I'm sacrificing. And then he gives Ali Akbar very strange and specific instructions. He said, Ali Akbar, as you ride into the Maidan of Karbala, every so often if you can, just turn It